Chapter 51, Abbé de Fontaine, Monday, June 26th, 12:40 a.m. De Roquefort sat before the altar in the main chapel, dressed in his formal white cassock. The brothers filled the pews before him. Claridon was in the archives, poring through documents.
"When chosen as your master, I promised a new day, a new order, a new direction. I told you that no longer would the few know more than the many. I told you that I would find our great devise."
He stepped forward.
"In our archives, at this moment, is a man who possesses knowledge we need. I have brothers beyond the walls, searching, and more of you will follow."
As he spoke, he allowed his gaze to drift across the church to the chaplain. He was an Italian with a solemn countenance, the order's highest-ranking ordained cleric. His words carried much weight. Earlier, when the council had convened, the chaplain had voiced his concern about the recent deaths.
"You're moving too fast," the chaplain declared. "I'm doing what the order desires."
"You're doing what you desire."
"Is there a difference? What would you have me do?"
"Preserve the brothers' lives."
"The brothers know that they may have to lay down their lives," de Roquefort said.
"This is not the Middle Ages. You have no right to take their lives."
"I intend to find our great devise."
"To what end?" the chaplain said. "We've endured without it for 700 years. It's unimportant."
"How can you say such a thing? It's our heritage."
"What could it possibly mean today?"
"Our salvation," de Roquefort said.
"We're already saved. The men here all possess good souls."
"This order does not deserve banishment."
"Our banishment is self-imposed. We're content within it."
"I'm not."
"Then this is your fight, not ours."
"I don't intend to be challenged," said de Roquefort.
"Master, less than a week, and you've already forgotten from whence you came."
Staring at the chaplain now, he tried to read the features on the man's stiff face. He'd meant what he said earlier. He was not going to be challenged. The great devise must be found. So he ignored the indifferent look from the chaplain and concentrated on the crowd seated before him.
"My brothers, let us pray for success."